Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's press call. In the studio, we have Agriculture Undersecretary for Rural Development, Dallas Tonsager, and he's going to be announcing record sales figures for America's farm co-ops. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of the Undersecretary, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. And with that, I turn it over to Dallas Tonsager. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Today, I'm excited to announce on behalf of Secretary Vilsack that farmer and rancher and fishery cooperatives posted record sales and income in 2011, surpassing the previous record sales year of 2008 by $10 billion, while besting the old income record of $500 million. October is National Cooperative Month, so it's a perfect opportunity to applaud the strength and productivity of the nation's farmer and rancher-owned cooperatives and the vital role they play in the nation's economy. Cooperatives represent a strong business model and greatly contribute to both the national and local economies. They generate jobs in their communities, keep profits local, and pay local taxes to help support community services. In addition, cooperatives often take part in community improvement programs, ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to benefit from the cooperative experience. In 2011, net income taxes for all agricultural co-ops was a record $5.4 billion, eclipsing the previous high of $4.9 billion set in 2008. Net income was up more than 25%, or about $1 billion, from 2010. The year also saw double-digit increases for prices for dairy products, cotton, livestock, and grains and oilseeds. Farm production expenses also increased by double digits in 2011, with feed, fertilizer, and fuel prices leading the upward trend. The 2,285 surveyed co-ops had sales of $213 billion, exceeding 2010 sales by more than $40 billion. Also today, USDA is posting its annual list of the nation's 100 largest agricultural cooperatives. These 100 largest co-ops account for roughly $148 billion in revenue in 2011, an increase of almost 30% over 2010, when revenue totaled $113 billion. The Obama administration believes in the cooperative model. We at USDA are proud of the partnership we've built with our nation's cooperative over the last 75 years, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Alrighty, once again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of Undersecretary for Rural Development, Dallas Tonsager, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. As we await for callers to get on the line, let me just ask you, what personal experience do you have with co-ops?
Well, I grew up in the co-op world entirely. Our farm back in South Dakota, we had a cooperative elevator, which I was a board member on. We sold our milk to Land O'Lakes, Inc., which I was a local voting unit board member of. We got our power from Kingsbury Rural Electric Cooperative that we were actively involved with. We got our water from Kingbrook Rural Water System locally, and we bought our fertilizer and chemicals from the Senex Harvest Station co-op in our community. So practically every resource we got and practically every sale we made came from a cooperative institution. And it's a remarkable thing. Not included in these numbers today, we also across the country rely on farm credit system institutions for farm credit support, for agricultural credit support. Our national rural electric system, which again is not included in these numbers, provides power to us and services. So rural America, to a great extent, is driven to a very large degree by cooperative institutions across the country. They make the wheels turn. They make it work. And it's a very, very important of part of our agricultural economy.
You said earlier in your opening statement that that these cooperatives represent a strong business model and greatly contribute to both the national and local economies. In what way?
They employ people. They buy supplies. They contract with companies for services. They go into areas to a large extent that might not be served by the private sector because they generally aren't very economical. But what we've seen happen in the last several years is a very, very profound business skill set that these cooperatives have learned and follow that really brings true value. So not only are the farmers getting the services, but they're a participant in the business model, and so the earnings return to them as well.
Talk about the top 100 ag co-ops, because I know that USDA's annual list also included the largest agricultural co-ops that is also being released today.
Yeah, Senex Heart of States out of St. Paul is a provider of energy, farm supplies, grain, and food co-op. Was once again the nation's largest ag co-op with $36.9 billion in revenue in 2011. It was followed by Dairy Farmers of America out of Kansas City with $12.9 billion, and then another dairy co-op called Land O'Lakes, which had $12.8 billion in 2010.
Reporters, once again, if you'd like to ask a question of Undersecretary for Rural Development Dallas Tonsager about the record sales figures for America's farm co-ops, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. From what I'm reading, you say that most of these ag co-op sectors saw a lot of great gains.
They did, and it's a sign of the times as well. We've had very strong markets across the U.S. for agricultural commodities the last few years. Those inputs are of high demand. So it's been, I think, a very significant supplier, as well as some of these cooperatives also provide for international trade opportunities. I know Senex Harvest States works hard at doing export markets, and so they're also instrumental in getting those markets available and helping with the price increases. And we have cooperatives that are engaged in biofuels, for example. I don't know that they're part of this list necessarily, but many of the ethanol plants cross country or biofuels projects either are cooperatives or cooperative-like institutions where there are limited liability companies but still have a democratic vote. And I think that that fact, the cooperative institutions provide services everywhere. And so because they have a democratic structure, people in the communities can rely on them to provide services and markets.